Today's Gemara is Psachim Daf Pei. Psachim Daf Pei. And we are still in the sukkahs here of Tumah Dechuya and Hutra B'Tzibur, as we discussed last time. And we're going to talk about, we related a week or two ago about the various types of simchas, but we're going to talk about this time specifically Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh. Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh, and there is a diuk in our Gemara that relates to that that topic. The Gemara tells us here, Itmar, Hayu Yisrael Mechza Tahor and Mechza Tumayin. If Bnei Yisrael are half and half, half tar, half tamis, then what do you do? What do you do for Pesach Sheni? Because we know the Gemara tells us the rules that Sibur, the majority of Bnei, if Bajarim Bnei Yisrael are tamay, that they're not put off to Pesach Sheni. But only the majority of Bnei Yisrael do Pesach Rishon when they're tamay. So what do you do in this case? So Machlokas, Rav and Ula, says the Gemara. Amar Rav, Mitamin Echad Mehen Besheretz. So we're Mitamay, one of them, with the Sheretz, and then Rov people are tamay, and therefore you could do it Betuma. So where it says, Amai Nevdu Hanilu. Why don't you do separately? Why don't they both do it on Pesach Rishon, but half of them would do it on B'tahara, the ones that can, and the other half could do it B'tumah, but you don't have to be Mitami, the ones that are Tor. Tohama Rav, Halalu Osin La'atzman, Halalu Osin La'atzman, like the Gemara said on yesterday's daf, they could each do it separately. Amri, Akabai Eskin, really the case is, you show you Tmein, Otan, Altar, and Echad, really the Tamei ones are Odef, on the, have more, there's one more tamay than more tar. So, where's the Yahachi Avilu Ruba tamay of an Ebdu Kula Batoma? So, Savala Gorblaz Ben Masya, that you can't win by one, Latoma. The Amre and Yachan Machriyat Hatziba Latoma, Vechulu, but that is all within Shitas Rav, the first approach. What do you do by half and half? Metaman Echan Mehan Besharetz. Ula Amar, a few lines down, Mishalchin Echan Mehan Laderach Rechoka. Send one of the tar people to Derech Rechoka, and then you'll have Rov Tameh, and therefore won't be a problem. Says the Gemara, V'yitamenu B'Sheretz, so why doesn't he like Rav's approach? Just be Metameh him B'Sheretz. K'savar Shochlin V'Zorkin Al Tameh Sheretz. No, because the Shita, Ula holds that you would be Shochlin and Zorik on somebody who's Metameh Sheretz. Since he's Roh, he goes to the Mikvah that day, it'll be a Tful Yom, and it'll be Roy to eat the Karm Pesach that night. So he's not Machriya the Tzibur Latuma. He's Ki'ilu, being considered Tahar, because even if it was a regular Karm Pesach Bar Batara, we would for him. V'yitamenu b'meis. So why don't we metami him b'meis? So we tummy for a week, right? And then it'll be rov tamei matchei watamei chagigaso. But then if we're metami him, then you're going to push him off from doing his chagiga tomorrow, right? Kosha metami kol shiva, Rashi says. So the Gemara says, hashanami matchei watamei pischo. So now if you send him out to the Derech Rechoka, aren't you setting him up not to do the Pesach? You're going to push him off from the Korban Pesach after David b'sheni? But no, but then he'll have Pesach sheni if he's Derech Rechoka. That's okay. So b'meis nami after David b'shvi. Why? What do you mean? On the mace also, won't he be able to bring the Korban Pesach on, bring the Chagiga on day 7? If today's day 1, Erev Pesach, then he's tummy for 7 days. And on day 8, which is the 7th day of Pesach, he'll be able to bring his Chagiga. Tahavile Shmini Shelo. So the Gemara answers, Kasavar Ula. Ula must hold Kulu Tashlumin de Rishoninhu. Ula holds that really all the days of Yantif are Tashlumin for the first day. They're not Tashlumin Zelazet. That's a Machlokas and Chagiga and Daftes. And if they're all tashlumin l'rishon, so then if you're not roi on day 1, you're not roi, you don't bring the carbon at all. The chazi b'rishon, chazi b'kulu, v'kalhecha de lo chazi b'rishon, lo chazi b'kulu. Therefore, he's going to lose his opportunity of doing the chagiga, and that's why we wouldn't do it. If you look in the Shagas Aryeh is what sets up today's shir. A number of points of the Shagas Aryeh, that's going to be the crux of today's discussion. The Shagas Aryeh, Simin Pehei, discusses, is Simchas Yantif, Bizman Hazeh, Doraisa, or Derabanan. E misvat haseid the vesabachta v'chagecha noig nami bisman hazeh min haTorah o dilmei noig min haTorah kivan de'ein lanu shalmei simcha. We don't have shalmei simcha, and is that a crucial part? So, as the other mafarshim point out, it's a machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam. Tosus and the Rambam. Tosus in Perak Eilu Magalchen. Tosus in Moikah and Adav Yud Dalad Abbeis talks about Avel and Avel not doing his avelus on Yantif. So Tosfos quotes there that Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh is only Dirabanan. It's Dirabanan Bizman Hazeh because we don't have Shalmei Simcha. That's Tosfos on the top over here. Mashma Da'avelus, Ika daraisa. We'll get back to that. Nearly the simchas aregel nami derabanan v'samachta haynu shalmi simcha k'deisa bechagiga. That shitas Tosfos that it's only with the carbon. Shakas Ari quotes a raya from the Gemara earlier, Adaf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara talks about bamel l'smach. If you have on the first night of Yontif, right? The Gemara there spoke about was the simchas Yontif on the first night of Yontif, on the last night of Yontif. So Gemara said if you have to bring the carbon chagiga on erev Pesach. Does it work? So the Gemara says the first out of Yontif, Bamel Lismoach, right? Oh, Eino Ela Leilu Yontif Rishon. Now, Lomar Ach Chilek. My time, Alam Yishem Dein Lo Bamel Yishismach. There's not a raya. You don't have what to be besimcha for because if you bring the carb the chagiga on Erev Pesach, it's not going to count. So, what do you mean? Maybe there are other ways to be besimcha. Maybe the other way to be besimcha. So, why does the Gemara say Bein Lo Bamel Lismoach? So says the Shagazari. It must be that Gemara seems to be like Tosfos, but the Rambam held otherwise. The Rambam says clearly that Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa, even without the Shalmei Simcha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, in Perek Vav, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmonas Yimei HaChag, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. That's an amazing lashon itself, right? What other Yomim Tovim are there? Shvuas, right? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he just say it? But that's the Rambam. Shivas Yamim Pesach, Pesach Sukkis, and other Yamim Tovim, Kulam Asur and Behesped Vatitis. They're all Asur, Behesped Vatitis, V'chayev Adam Lios Bahen, and a person is chayev to be on these days, Sameach V'tov Lev, Hu Ubanav V'ishto Ubnei Beso, V'chal Anilvim Alav, Shenemar V'samachta V'chagecha. That's the Yisod, you have to be happy. And then the Rambam adds, Avabisha Simcha Amura Kan Hi Karben Shlamim, Kamo Shanim Avarim Bilchas Chagiga, and even though the Iker Simcha is Karben Shlamim, Yish Bechlal Osa Simcha, Lismoach Hu Uvanav, Ubnei Beso, Kolechad Ve'echad Karoilo. And even though the Iker, so to speak, Simcha is Simchas Karben Shlamim, but still, there is Bechlal, that Mitzvah Daraisa, that he and his family should be happy. Ketsa, what does that mean? Ktanim nosamim klayus agozim mcdonalds. You give children candies. Va'anashim konalem begadim v'tachshitin amkvim amono. Women, you get nice clothing. Va'anashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin. Whatever gashmias somebody is in, right, then they should be involved in it. Right? We spoke about the chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Hashem back on Daf Samaches. But this is the Rambam Shita. Shein simcha and eat meat, drink wine. Shein simcha el v'basar v'ein simcha el v'yayin. Kshihu ochel v'shoseh chayev l'hachil agel ayasom al amana. The Rambam says, and when you eat and drink, also you have to feed those that are not so fortunate. Ger yasam and amana im sha'ar ha'aniim ha'um lalim. Avam isha no'al delasos chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of his chatzer, va'ochel v'shosa hu ubanav v'ishto ve'enu machel u'mashkel aniim. If you don't give to others, those who are needy, ulamari nefesh, ein zu simchas mitzvah el simchas kreso. That's not simchas mitzvah, that's simcha of your own stomach. V'yal elu nomar zivcheyem kalechem onim lahem kol ochlav yitamuki lachman lanafsham. V'simcha kazu kalonu lahem. It's a shame. Shavu zarisi peres lakpanechem peres chagechem. Okay, this is the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says that it's not just about shalmei simcha, but it is about being besimcha no matter what situation when you live, right? To be besimcha, make your wife happy, make your kids happy. The Ran also, the Ran in Sukkah on the Mishnah, Halal v'simcha shmona, Halal v'simcha shmona, right? So how do you do that? If the first day is Shabbos, you're not going to have the Karma Pesach. So how do you have simcha shmona? So he says, other mine simcha, right? Like basar chulin. The Sefer HaChinuch also talks about this. Reb Chaim notes that it might be two elements, two aspects of the simcha. Reb Chaim quoted in the Emek Bracha here in on page Kufches, right on that Gemara we quoted earlier, but it's also in Sukkah Memches. Tara Baran Vayisach Samech. The Rabbis Leil Yontif Achron. Noein Leil Yontif Rishon Shomer Achilek. Harabim Hishvit Dinze. The Beleil Yontif Rishon Lekachi of Simcha. The Rambam left out that the first night doesn't have a chi of Simcha, right? Because the Gemara only includes Larabos Leil Yontif Achron, not Leil Yontif Rishon. Why doesn't the Rambam have it? V'niram bipashakasa maran agrav chaim alev mirisk. So he quotes based on what Rav Chaim says. V'had hiksha b'shagas aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh that says, discusses, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh v'sim misam aches, It talks about Avelus. We'll get back to this later. Avelus Yom Tov Rishon and Simchas Yantif. So he says, if the first night of Yantif, there's no Simchas Yantif, and if you hold Avelus is Daraisa, so why shouldn't you have to observe Avelus on the first night of Yantif? Right? It would be a mitzvah Daraisa of Avelus and only mitzvah Darabanan of Simcha. So why isn't the first night would you observe Avelus? So Reb Chaim answered to that question, Tahad, it is by Lili Yantav Rishon Mi Simcha, Hainu Dafka Simcha, Shalmi Simcha. That category, that part of Simchas Yantif, Shalmei Simcha, the Mekivan she'ein Simcha lefanav, eino mechuyev lizboch be'erev Yantif, Shalmei Simcha, k'dei la'acham, lizboch be'malayla. Avol bishar b'nei Simchas, anoshe b'roi lehem b'yayin, u'benoshem b'bigdei tzivonim, tahavi nami min ha'torah, lo nismait. The Gemara was only excluding the Shalmei Simcha aspect of the mitzvah, but the Simcha Kol Echad Karoi is not excluded, and that's why the Rambam left it out. We already know that you can't bring the Shalmei Simcha from Hilchas Chagiga. You can't bring it on Erev Yantav. You have to bring it on Yantav itself. So you know the first night only has one aspect of the Simchas Yantif and not the other aspect. But it's clear that you see the two different aspects in the Rambam. But the Yisod is that according to the Rambam, against the Tosfos, that Simchas Yantif is Daraisa Iva Bizmanazah. And then the Shagasari brings a number of rayas. And the first one is from our Gemara. The first raya is from our Gemara. Why? Because our Gemara says that maybe according to Ula, it could be Metamehim. But the Gemara says, he won't be able to bring the carbon shlamim, right? How could he bring it? So, one second, what was even the Havamina? How could they be metamehim and cause him not to have any Simchas Yantif? Right, how is that possible? So the Gemara had to try to work out. How could you might miss the Shalmei Simcha. So the Gemara says, the Shagasari says, V'nirli raya brura laza, de b'shar mene simchas nami yosi de chovas mitzvah sasezu ben atar, miyad amrina parakeits atzolan. He quotes our Gemara, and he quotes, V'igal amedak, minale lamemer ksavar kulan tashlumen de rishon. Right, at the end the Gemara says, oh, maybe they're all tashlumen de rishon, and therefore he'll be pater. Dilma sfirle kulan tashlumen zelaze. Maybe, even if they're tashlumen zelazeh, v'yabagam telo chazi b'rishon chazi b'kulhu, t'kakashi levi yitamenu b'meis, b'shum t'imkin ata matcheu mishal v'simcha kol sheishes yimei ha-Pesach. V'yef shalol l'kayim mitzvot asei shal v'samachta v'chagecha bohen. What about the Shalmei Simcha? What about forget the carbon chagiga that you'll be able to do? What about the Shalmei Simcha that you're going to lose out on? Ela al karchach mitzvot asei shal v'samachta ef shal l'kayim v'chol minei simchas min ha-Torah. It must be the Shalmei Simcha is not ma'akev. It must be the Shalmei Simcha, even if you don't bring it. It will be okay, unless you say somehow that, right, they were, you know, there's that aspect of the Gemara, like Reb Chaim was talking about. But again, this is the Shagas Arya's Raya. And he brings other Rayas as well. The Mishnah in Beis in the first parak, right, Daf Yud Beis, the Machlok of Hashem Beis Hillel by Hoel, and the Gemara there, the Mishnah says there, why are you allowed to do certain Malachos? The language of the Mishnah is Beis Hillel, right, and Beis Shammai. Can you be motzi a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah? So what are you taking out a katan for? So the Ron there says, l'tayel. The Ron says, l'tayel. So, you know, l'tayel sounds like it is just an enjoyable act. It's not, you know, that's also part of the simcha. He brings that. Or at the end of the tshuva, he says, many times in Shas, the Gemara talks about, osi le'imnuye misimchas yantif. Right. That lashon sounds like not dafka karbon. It sounds like just being happy, right? He also says towards the end what we just alluded to before. Tosus holds that the avelus bisman hazeh is derabanan, but many rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, hold that avelus yom rishon is daraisa. Avelus yom rishon is daraisa. So how do you read the Gemara that says there's no avelus on yantif even on yom rishon? If avelus yom rishon is daraisa and bisman hazeh Simchas Yantif is Durabanan, said Yibi that Gemara. So Bali Tosfos say, well, everything is Durabanan. So Avelus is all Durabanan, even day one is Durabanan, Bali Tosfos say, and Simchas Yantif is Durabanan, Bizmanazeh. That's how you read the Gemara of Asay Diyachid is Doche. I'll read the line. Avel eino noig avelus v'regal. Avel is not noig against avelus on Yantif. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. I avelus to meikarahu. If you already started the avelus before, and asiyasi the rabbim, dachiyasi the yachid. Right? If it's Avelus Meikara. So then the Aseid Rabim of Asamakta Bechagecha is Dochal Aseid Yachid of Avelus. The Avelus Dahashta, who, what if it's Dahashta that happened on Yantif, Loasi Aseid Yachid, Vedochi Aseid Rabim. So then it's not Doche. But again, Bali Tosfos say, what's going on here? How could the Aseid push off the Aseid? It's all the Rabbanan. It's all the Rabbanan. Aseid is Doche the Aseid. The Rambam is the opposite, right? The first day of Avelus is Daraisa, but the rest of Simchas Yantif is also Daraisa. So Simchas Yantif could be Doche Avelus, because they are both Daraisa. But that again is the Shita of the Rambam. If you look in the bottom of the Shagas Ari here, the Ha'ara quotes, maybe the Machlokas Rishonim about getting married on Yantif is also included in this. Right? As the Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Isra of Esamachta Bechagecha, Velo Be'ishtecha, that's only with the Seudas Nisuin, right? Or it's just the Nisuin itself. That's the Machlokas. So suggest the Ha'ara here that if you say it's only with the Suda, maybe that's because Seudas Yantif, right, must be for Simchas Yantif, right, and not with your wife, right, and that's the Simchas Yantif is supposed to be for you and not and for Yantif and not Dafka for a different purpose. Why should at the end the Shagas Ari finally says, why should this be true? Why should this be true about Simchas Yantif that you could fulfill it in any way? The Taimel Shel Davar, the Mitzvah Sase Shel Simcha Noig Min HaTorah B'Chol Minei Simchas, V'Nirali Mishum, the Mitzvah Simcha Shenitz Tavino Beregel Eina Simcha Pratis. Most mitzvahs, there's a specific action that we are demanded to do, right? Tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and lulav, specific mitzvah. But here, this isn't simcha pratis. Ela simcha klalis. She mechuyev l'smach b'yantef b'chol minei simcha she'icholis b'yadol l'smach. V'lo dami l'shar mitzvahs she'shavim b'chol adam. It's not like other mitzvahs that are equal. Ha'asher lo yarbe v'ada lo yamin. Every Jew has to do it the same way. Aval simcha zu, kal adam v'adam mechuyev l'smach kefi yechalto. Ulefi rov oshro. V'chein anashim b'roi lohem v'anashim b'roi lohem. Everybody's different how you fulfill it. V'achana miktanim k'damrinim hazim arvi b'sachim. V'kiva da'ashkecha d'kasav rachmana simcha eitz since the simcha is written by Har Grizim and Har Eval, im yesh yicholos b'yadol havi shlamim b'regel, chayav bohem no savak kol shar minei simchas. He even has it as the other lashon. The ikir simcha, the Rambam had it as the ikir simcha is the shlamim and everything else is included. He has a kind of the opposite, right? The ikir simcha is everything else included, and he could also bring the shlamim. Kivat shabatzidu b'em simcha, aval mutame o b'zman hazeh, sheyef shab b'shalmei simcha, yosi dechavaso b'shar minei simchas, sheyesh yicholos b'yadol kaimon. Visagi le bahachi. Again, he has one line which seems maybe even points in the direction that it's the opposite ikker and tafel. He finally, just the last point of the Shagas Ari, later on in Simen Kuf Beis, he talks about whether there's simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, which again is a big topic. Simcha Siyad of Rosh Hashanah, many nafkaminas, do you say Halel on Rosh Hashanah, and what the reason we don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah? Do you say Tzidkas Chatzedek on Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, 3 days in the Ran? What about Avelus and Rosh Hashanah? What about Vahasienu? What about Vatodienu? Many different issues. But again, if you say any type of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, that also would prove like the Rambam, because there aren't any Shami Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. One or two other points related to this sugya, and that is this concept of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Iker Mitzvah is the Shami Simcha, and also included is Shar Minei Simchas. This is something that I think we spoke about in the past. The Rambam has a certain category of mitzvos called nigrarin achar ha-mitzvah, or nechlal in the mitzvah, not the ikr mitzvah. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos and Paragyud, but eating kachim. We mentioned this when we discussed that sugya. Achilas chatos va'asha mitzvah zasei. Eating kachim is a mitzvah zasei. Shnemar v'achlu osom asher kupar bohem, akonim olchum v'baylam iskaprim. The Gemara we had earlier in Psachim, daf nun tes or so. V'hu adin l'shar kachim, she'ochlan hakoanim, she'achilas in mitzvah. Also, Bahu Adin, other kachim is also included. So the Rambam clearly has two levels. He has Achilas Kachi Kachim, that's the mitzvah Zaseh, and it also included is Achilas Kachim Kalam. We even had a Rashi earlier, maybe the Bailam. The Rambam doesn't say that, but the Rambam has two levels within this mitzvah. Or the Rambam also has, by another example, Bal Tashvis, an example by an Aveira. The Rambam says the Iker Isser of Bal Tashvis is destroying the trees. The Rambam says, Ein kotzini lani machal shachutz l'medina. Ve'ein mona me'anamas amayim kadei sheyavshu. Shnei mer lo tashlus es eitzav. V'kol ha-kotzitz loke. V'kol ha-matzor bilvad. El v'chol ha-makom kol ha-kotzitz ilan machal derech hashkas ha-loke. Destroy fruit trees. There's going to be malchus. And then the Rambam adds. Hilchas malachim. Perek vav alach ha-yud. V'lo ha-ilanos bilvad. Not only trees. El ha-kol ha-mishaber kelim. V'koreya begadim. V'horeis binyan. Anyone who destroys anything. V'sose ma'ayan. U'ma'abin ma'achalos derech hashkasa. Over below tashkus. That's also, this is our Isa about Tashkis. Veina lokal makas madis midivrayim. You only need to get makas midirabanan because it's not mefurish bekra. Not mefurish bekra. But the Rambam said that's also included in the Isa dar Isa. So you have it by Baltashkis, you have it by Meiser Karbanos, and here you have it by Simchas Yantif. This is another level of limudim of the type of mitzvah that it is. Rav Asher Weiss has an article where he has 18 levels of sources for halacha. Going from Mefurish Bikra, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Drashas Chazal, and here's another one, Nigrarat Achra Mitzvah, another category of mitzvahs. Number one. There are two very lamaisa discussions, which we'll just mention, but again, they require a separate shiur. Number one, once we include other simchas, besides Simchas Yantif, is there an adifas to eat bakar? The Rambam, there's no Gemara like this. Ein simchal babasar, the Pasha says, is only talking about the basar of the kachim. The Rambam, when we quoted the Rambam before, earlier, so his lashon was not dafka, basar kachim, even basar chulin. So is that al chachila? What about wine? So again, the Rambam mentions it, the Shagasari says these are just examples, the Yamshal Shlomo says it's not literal, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really talk about meat beferish in Hilchas Yantif, except when he relates to ta'aninus, but again, this is one discussion about dafka having meat. I'll get a big discussion the poskim. What about chicken related to that? That's also a discussion. Whether if somebody enjoys chicken, Rav Sternbach writes in Moad Muzmanim in Chelek towards the Aleph and Aleph Kufir Aleph, and here it is in Chelek Vav. Let me just find the makar to mention it, where he says in Chelek Vav Simin Kufir Aleph, Nirishim Samech Yoser Bebasar Of Mitzvasu Bebasar Of Hova Samech Bofan Zeh. Right, that's the Dagama Basar Behema Inatzlenu Ki Mitzvah Simcha Ladina de Gemara. Right, because you don't even have it within the few days of the Shechita. So again, that's he quotes in Vav Kuf Yud Aleph, that is chicken. So number one, do you have to have basar? Number two, could chicken be included? Number three, how often? Also a big discussion. Is it every day? Is it once a day? Is it twice a day? Rav Shachter has a beautiful piece in Big Ve'atzon in Simen Tezvav Sif Yud Aleph. Maybe there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkos. Because Pesach, we know there's one, because it's from Rav Soloveitchik, where there's one Kedushas Hayom for Pesach. You bring the same carbon every day, right? You don't have a separate parsha for the carbon mincha. Rav Soloveitchik was Madaik. But if you look in Sukkos, there's a separate parsha for every single day of Sukkos. There's a different carbon, which means reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom, which reflects Achiv Halel every day. But that also might reflect Achiv Simcha. Achiv Simcha every single day, different than the previous day. Again, that's the discussion. Rav Sternbach again writes in Aleph Chavtes, maybe there's no set schedule, it's just a key to stay happy. So some say every day, some say more than once a day, some say not every day. But again, that's also a big discussion that we're not going to get into right now. Okay, we'll stop here.